Scientists around the world are working to understand the impacts of marine heat waves as they become more common. They also want to predict when and where the world's oceans will heat up.
If I gave you this information about the future, what would you possibly even do with it? And people's first reaction is, nothing. I don't know what I would do.
Alistair Hobday is a research scientist with Australia's Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization. Hobday says currently the predictive models for marine heat waves are about 60% accurate, slightly better than the flip of a coin. He wants to boost that number to 80%, and he says marine heat wave forecasts have practical applications.
In our case in Australia, we do forecasting for the salmon aquaculture industry. If you get information that there is going to be a heat wave, you might choose to harvest your fish early. You might choose to provide more oxygen directly by aerating the water so that it has more oxygen in warm water. You might choose to move your cages to a slightly cooler part of the coast.
Here in Alaska, the Department of Fish and Game wants to provide more predictability in one of Alaska's most valuable fisheries. Fish and Game biologist Richard Brenner is working to use sea surface temperatures in the Gulf of Alaska to predict when sockeye salmon will return to their natal streams.
With warmer water temperatures, sockeye salmon sometimes have a difficult time finding adequate prey items. Their range where they find those prey items is can be restricted, and that it takes them longer to feed and to sexually mature and therefore return to their natal spawning areas in Cook Inlet and elsewhere.
Brenner says accurate run timing predictions would help fishing game better manage sport subsistence and commercial harvests, but processors and fishermen may also benefit. Nate Berga is the fleet manager for Pacific Star Seafoods. Berga explains that Pacific Star typically purchases all the packaging and equipment it needs before the season begins. It also hires roughly 250 workers that need to be fed and housed. Run timing predictions could allow Pacific Star to purchase supplies as it needs them and to hire those employees in stages, significantly reducing the upfront financial cost every season.
And you're sitting there waiting for the fish to show up. People get discouraged and they may want to leave. And that's happened some seasons where your crew starts to go and then all of a sudden fish come in late and now you don't have an adequate crew size to handle the volume.
Berga adds sockeye returns in northern Cook Inlet have been late in recent years. Fish and Game's work may also allow sockeye managers around the state to provide more opportunity if they know a run is late.
If Fish and Game knew what was coming and felt pretty certain about that, then my wish list would be that they would let us fish instead of letting all the fish go up the river and we're sitting on the sideline watching that happen.
However, similar temperature-based forecasts have caused tension elsewhere. Maine's lobster fishery kicks off every summer as warmer waters cause the valuable crustaceans to molt. But a marine heat wave in 2012 caused the lobster population to shed their exoskeletons early, throwing a glut of lobster onto the market. Annie Salikas is the executive director of the Maine Lobster Dealers Association. She says the lobster supply chain wasn't ready and prices dropped.
The Gulf Maine Research Institute was trying to time the molt so that they could say, okay, industry, this is when you should expect this product to arrive at your shores.
Researchers at the Gulf of Maine Research Institute thought they were providing a service to the industry, but Salika says grocery and restaurant wholesalers began using those predictions to haggle for lower prices.
They just saw a report that said, well, the quantity is going to be high and the timing is going to be later, and so why would I buy lobster from you right now? Why wouldn't I wait for you to give me a better price?
After pressure from lobster dealers and fishermen, the research institute stopped publishing its work in 2017. It will be a year or more before Fish and Game decides whether it can reliably predict sockeye run timing in Cook Inlet on a day-to-day basis. Those like Berga say the tool would benefit everyone in the sockeye industry. But he says processors and fishermen would likely wait a few years before hedging any bets on those predictions. After all, he says, Mother Nature has been known to throw a curveball or two. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.